بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأسلي لكن مذاكرة بالسنة وحضرة النبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم to the most important aspect of our life to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the sunnah of Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم is impossible. So we should make a concerted effort. Today we have ta'aleem in our homes with regard to the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what ta'aleem to bring it into our lives, Allah give us all tawfiq inshaAllah. With regard to the sunnahs of relieving ourselves, so we finish after relieving yourself, and then perform wudu according to the sunnah at home. And this is also a sunnah, to make wudu at home. Today we are so spoiled with multi-god wudu khanas, etc. So we just last minute rush in and make wudu, etc. So we should make wudu at home, and it's all of reward. According to one narration, you make wudu at home, for every step you get one umrah sawab. Allah. So we are so negligent and we don't realize that. And how much water do we waste when we make wudu, especially in the masjid? Allah give us tawfiq to realize that we do it as a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then also, it is preferable you perform your sunnah at home before going to the masjid. But today's time we are so negligent. So ulama mentioned in today's time, due to sunnah being neglected, it is preferable to perform them in the masjid. So today we should perform our sunnah in the masjid before we leave our home. In other words, in the masjid, at home, make your wudu. And the wudu khana of the masjid is just for emergency, for travelers, etc. You got a need, now you need tikaf, you have to make wudu obviously. Then the facilities are there. But actually, when you're at home, then realize I must make my wudu at home, then go to the masjid. And better to read our sunnah in the masjid also. And similarly, as Hazrat explained, or will explain, the two sunnahs of Fajr, normally we know the hadith to read it at home. It is great reward, and according to one narration, it will create love between husband and wife. But then look at Hazrat Tami rahmatullah alayh, what the sheikh of his time, he explained that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to perform his two sunnahs of Fajr at home, and the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was adjacent, connected to the masjid. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come on the musalla as soon as it's time for Fajr namaz to start. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came Fajr time. So now your Tahiyatul Masjid is included in the Fajr. And we're not going before, we're not the Imams or something. And even Imam Sahib today, he should come early and read in the Masjid. People think, no, Imam Sahib don't read Sunnah, so why must I read Sunnah? So when you're coming into the Masjid early and you read your Fajr Sunnah particularly in the Masjid, then you'll get the reward of Tahiyatul Masjid plus your Sunnah Jamaah. And all the barakat Allah will give us. So this you won't get in the kitab of fiqh, etc. This you will get by the man of Allah. Allah opens the heart and make us understand deen. So we should realize this, how important this is. Then with regard to brief explanation of the ash'ar that we read while making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learned a few ash'ar with regard to when we read La ilaha illallah. And yesterday we learned the shi'ar ash'ar. الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ ہے. Don't have any effect of anybody in my heart besides you. I shouldn't be glancing in the my attention shouldn't be to anybody besides you. To cut their khabar sari khabrusim. So make me totally unmindful and unaware of everything besides you. Unaware means that I'm not concerned of all the unnecessary things of this dunya, etc. And what doesn't, and only what is, and we know if you worry of Allah, all what is important and necessary for us, Allah will put in our mind. And Allah gave that for us. And so with regard to with the zikr of Allah, Allah, we learn this poem also, Nara Imastana, Husni Aida. Nara, to call out loud. And who your Mastana, the one you madly in love with. Person who's really madly in love with someone, like Layla and Majnu, Majnu, whose name was Qayyid. He was over, just saw Layla and he got madly in love with her. After that, he didn't have any contact or anything. There's no detail there. But he was so overtaken with her that he could just walk in the alleys, and especially where she lived in those gullies, and just take her name, Layla, Layla, how enjoyable. So when we, like, as the boy was just proposed to Fatima, before his sister's name was Fatima, all that he should just spoil her name, Fatri, Fatu. Now Fatima, now I go to Qari Sahib, how must I take, how must I pronounce his name? I can't say Fatima. How the star, and then he is laying on his bed, Fatima is in her, she's sleeping, she don't even know, and he is with Tarannum, Fatima, Fatima. So your beloved, you enjoy calling out his name. And the creator of love is Allah. When we get connection with Allah, then to call out Allah's name, to say Allah, Allah, we won't fall off to sleep. Khush mi ay dam, it makes me every breath of mine when I take your name, O Allah, it makes me feel very happy. So let this be my condition, ta abajana chuni mi bai. Forever, salla my last breath, O Allah, let me just be taking your name and let me enjoy taking your name. And then when you're doing this, and another poem we normally read after it, Ahra Juz Asama Hamdam Nabood. And these are Persian poems, but what enjoyment they are, we can't imagine. As Hazrat explained of Hazrat Hakim Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, what level he reached as far as Persian is concerned, and what he wrote as the Ma'arif al-Masnawi, how the explanation of Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Ali, Kitab of Masnawi Sharif. So anyway, Ahra Juz Asama Hamdam Nabood. When I call out and I take that deep sigh, besides you and the heavens, nobody knows Allah. Then you call out to Allah. So when you make your zikr, then nobody, you build your connection with Allah. And then when you got some pain, only you and Allah knows it. And Allah knows and Allah heard you and Allah is taking care of you. So Allah give us tawfiq, understanding. Continue with our lessons on Anwar al-Salah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi al-lazeen al-safa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العلي العظيم. Yesterday we learned in the first lesson with the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh what is the reality of Salah, and the first very important point that it's supposed to be an natural thing in every human being that he wants to know his Allah. Who made me? Who created me? So to learn the ma'rifah, to gain the ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how great is my Allah, and one is the greatness of Allah which is beyond us. We can't imagine how great. Then to learn the sifat, to it's easier to recognize Allah through his sifat, through his qualities, and to learn the qualities of Allah. Not that we just read his whole life and we don't know one quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person knows one quality, and you get overtaken, how great is Allah. For example, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was walking in a jungle, and all of a sudden it came in his mind, Allah is Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. Dhul Jalal means the great power. Allah is the being with power, and Allah can do anything, anytime. Nobody can question the authority. But wal Ikram, and Allah is so merciful. Allah's mercy is beyond where a man with normal power, he's not so, he's like a hard, aliyaz billah. Allah is totally opposite. Got the greatest power and got the greatest ikram. And Allah takes care of every creation of his, which we don't even know. So Musa al-Islam said, Ya Allah, we understand you Zul Jalal, but show me the quality that you Zul Ikram also. You the one who takes, you are so loving and kind, you don't forget any creation of yours. So Allah inspired in his heart, then wahi to him, O Musa, you're walking in the jungle, you will find one big rock there. So take your stick and hit that big rock. He hit the big rock, and that rock split, and he saw another rock in that rock. Allah told him, hit that second rock. He hit the second rock split. And then he found a third rock, a smaller rock in there. So Allah Ta'ala told him, hit the third rock. He hit the third rock, and what he found? He found a worm with a green leaf in its mouth, and it's making the zikr of Allah. Subhana man yarani, wa ya'rifu makani, wa la yansani. That pure is that being who's watching me all the time. And he knows my address, he doesn't forget me. And wa yarzuquni, Allah is sending my rozi to me all the time. So when you know the sifat of Allah, then where are you from Allah? But Abu Dhul says, when I get up in the morning and I read, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. That no creature on the earth but Allah took responsibility, I'll feed him. Then I got no worry. And when I read Sayyidallah Ba'da Usri Yusra, one difficulty come, Allah opens eases, and I don't want it. I had a difficulty, so what? Allah knows. So anyway, to learn the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us such a great gift, salah, that Allahu Akbar. Allah first of all sent Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us and to give us the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Sahaba, the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, and great, great ulama, fudala, what our ulama Jovan, what on what level we can't imagine. And what great ulama and how they taught us the ma'rifat and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us such a gift to get connected to Allah. When you recognize Allah, now you want to be connected to Allah. Allah gave us this gift of namaz. And this namaz, Allah made all the creation just do one aspect of namaz. And for Hazrat Insan, who is the royal slave of Allah, the special, in Urdu you say chela, that you are the very close man of the king. So you are the real, so Allah says you are the royal, and each servant, you are the royal slave of Allah. It's up to you how close you want to become to Allah. There's no qualifications required. You have gained the ma'rifat of Allah, and you make effort to go to Allah, and here it's open. There's no such a thing as feminism, women are deprived. There are those women who got so close to Allah, we can't imagine. Allahu Akbar. So close to Allah Ta'ala, we can't imagine. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that just every creation just got one aspect of namaz. And Allah gave Hazrat Insan the whole namaz in one aspect. In two rakats, you got whatever the whole creation is doing. And then not only that, in your namaz, Allahu Akbar. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah, why Allah gave us this? Allah gave you that high position. You are the vicegerent of Allah. You are the representative of Allah. Any person who is a representative of any person according to that level, you want to keep up to that level. So we should, that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us. Allah says, تَقَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Become the friend of Allah and know, bring the characteristics of Allah in you. And what is the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْزُونَ الزَّرْبِ وَلَا يَرْضَوْنَ الشَّرْبِ. That the wali of Allah doesn't cause harm to an ant also. And he hates to disobey Allah. He hates sin. Allahu Akbar. And we see in our ulama of recent times, Hazrat Mawlana Abu al-Hassan rahmatullahi alayhi, once he was visiting our country, and he made wudu in one masjid, he had to go, same time to the masjid. He said that the wudu khana, he's just about to open the tap, he saw a whole line of ants walking there. He moved his seat, he went to another place. He saw a whole line of ants, just about to make wudu, he saw another line of ants. He moved, about two, three times he moved his place, then he opened. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali, when he came to our country many years ago, then he was the guest of Abramji in Pretoria. So all the Buzhuk, and you see, as Hazrat explained, when you become the wali of Allah, Allah gives you dunya at your feet. You get the best of everything, but it doesn't, there's no love of it in your heart. And you use it as the ni'mat of Allah. So they gave him, prepared the best room for him. And at night after the program, everything, Hazrat Ji went to the room. When he came, he saw a cat sleeping nicely on that bed where he's supposed to sleep. So there the carpet was nice, seven sheet carpet. Hazrat Ji slept on the floor. In the morning when they got up, they came to the room, they said, Hazrat, bed doesn't look like you slept anything. They said, the cat enjoying his sleep, why must I wake him up and give him trouble? So these are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We only know Allah ta'ala give us a reality. That then your person starts building those qualities to be the Khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, so merciful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all the ibadah put together. In two rakats namaz, you get the sawab of all the ibadah. Allahu Akbar. You get the ibadah of zakat, that you're spending in the path of Allah. You have to make wudu, you have to pay for your water. And here also, Hazrat teachers are very important. When you start realizing this, and how Allah's kindness and Allah is rewarding you, now you pay for everything. You come to the masjid, you use the facilities, you put something in the tent. You won't just, you come here to the Khanka, you know you're eating, they're doing our clothing, everything. They don't ask us for money. But you got how much you can afford, you should put. Hazrat explained in the beginning when the madrasa started those days, there was no fees also. Then one pious alim from a rich family, so So he asked us that his son was studying, that who is paying for the fees? He said, donations, people, we go out sometimes, or people bring. He said, no, but we can afford. I must pay for my own son's fees. Then Hazrat stipulated some fees. So actually, until today, you stipulate fees even in a maktab. So little fees, but people feel it hard. But to spend on the children, giving them all the crust and coke and all the terrible things, that is, and to spend in school, worse, where they're taking you to Jahannam, then you pay huge fees. So we should learn, like even the istima, they give you, they sell meal vouchers, but they're not going to stop you, where you can't. So, but we have to think. The different thing now, you got the dawah, you don't say, I must pay for the dawah. But they also, when Hazrat taught us, there's also etiquette. You go sometimes for the dawah, take a present also. And give them, and then Hazrat taught us also, when you, after you eat, give their pay then. And what is the pay? The du'as that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught. Learn the du'as when somebody hosts you, and tell them, this is the pay we have to pay you, Allah. Just you'll only learn from the men of Allah. So like that, zakat, hajj, Allah, jihad also is in namaz. All this, takbir, tahima, you like in ihram, all this Allah Ta'ala gave us. And in Arafat, wukuf, and Allah Akbar. Just mention one beautiful joke. He says, Tabligh Jamaat, they bear wukuf. Bear wukuf has got two meanings. One is they don't stop, they're always on gut. And the other meaning is when we don't get the recognition of Allah, then we're just moving, but we're not progressing. Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize. So all this Allah Ta'ala, and then Allah Akbar. To go into jihad in a path of Allah while you in namaz, what, how Hazrat explained it here so beautifully. That Balkan Nisbah and in namaz you fasting. And to the greater extent, it's more stronger fast than out of namaz. Because externally also you fasting, internally also. Externally you can't in the roza, you can't just think, have relations with your wife, but you can still talk to her, you can touch her. In namaz you can't touch your wife, you can't talk to her, anything. So greater roza, and you must restrain yourself. So greater roza in namaz, and then Allah Akbar. Balke banisbat. So we will, or we came to this point, or dafa karna shaitan ka mushak aur mushakkat mein dalna nafs ka, usko uski sunnaton ke auqat mein namaz ke waaste jihad. Yadi namaz, you repelling shaitan, you fighting with shaitan. It's wajah time, shaitan is asleep now, listen. Alarm, you still got 2-3 minutes, and there we use our namaz. No, you fight against shaitan. If shaitan, you get out of the alarm, then you move. And like you come in, you lazily, and then, no, you say, I came from Allah, keep, and Allah is calling me. So it's a great mujahada, difficulty. And then to go on the particular time for namaz, and to be there on time, azan time, the best, before azan, even better. Allah Ta'ala says, fastabiqul khayrat. Normally we ask, what time is jamaat? Our pious elders ask, what time is azan? And they're there before azan. We ask, what time is jamaat? And we're still late for jamaat. We still must raka. So that is a sign that we don't know who we are. We don't know we're the Khalifas of Allah. So we're living like ordinary zombies. Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize. So now we carry on from here, that all just think of the great reward, and think of what great ni'mat, all the creation ibadat Allah gave us in 2 raka. So how honorable we are. And we are the Khalifa of Allah. If you are the Khalifa of any person, you're the chief minister, but you're sitting at the Shabin. What is this? What do I? And today is happening. So like us also, when we don't know whose we are the Khalifa. And today, sadly, when we just take it for granted, I'm a Khalifa, you forget whose Khalifa you are, which year's Khalifa you are. And then you start doing your own thing. So you lose your Khilafat on your own. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize. لیکن میں نماز میں دل کی حضوری دل کی شرط ہے کہ بدون اس کے نماز پوری نہیں لکھی جاتی ہے بلکہ کبھی آ جائے بٹ another very important condition of نماز is that your mind must be present in نماز and that is generally when you go from home you are present I'm going for نماز so that consciousness is there but when we come in the masjid am I conscious I'm walking in the house of Allah And when I start namaz for a second, am I conscious I'm standing now in the court of Allah? So the consciousness of the heart must be there. If you come in namaz and saying you in the masjid, you just dashing out, you're not conscious that I'm in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. then that yet namaz is not like a namaz. It's an empty namaz. And what is the condition of that namaz? According to how much consciousness we got of the presence of Allah Ta'ala, and I know I'm in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that amount of reward you get. So like that, ke badoon uske namaz puri nahi likhi jati. Without just Allah Akbar, without the presence of heart, that I'm present in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for a second before you start thinking about it. And that is why ulama has taught that the mustahab dua, inni wajhtu, before you start your namaz, inna salati, why are you walking into the masjid? Read those things. In your mind, read it. So that presence will be there. But if you don't, then uske namaz puri nahi likhi jati. You don't have the presence of heart in that, I'm in the masjid, I'm in the court of Allah, your namaz won't get 100% reward. And in any case, our namaz is so weak, we won't get 100%. But how many percent, according to how conscious we are, then how much reward will be written? Balke kabhi aadhi, kabhi tihai, kabhi chotai, ya panchwa hissa, ya chata, ya satwa, ya atwa, ya nawa, ya daswa. You see what ke har rukan mein. Allah. So sometimes the reward you get, half reward, 50%. So we should see if we want students to raise the pass mark is even 30%. So that is Allah Akbar. We don't want 30%. Everybody wants 100%. But today's students, they don't, it's okay, I guess. But we should see, get the best percent. Otherwise, you don't even know your presence in the court of Allah. You're not even going to get 30. You're not even going to get 50%. You're going to get behind. You're going to get 30%. And not even that your time, you get 25%. One quarter only you get. Or you get 1/5 reward, you get 1/6 reward, you get 1/8 reward, you get 1/9 reward, you get 1/10 reward, in other words, only 10%. Where? It's like a fail. So if a person has to work, and that is why it's so important, this effort of the zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and realize how important that Allah Ta'ala has made us, that we can get connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah sent the man of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then the presence of mind and the concentration and devotion is not something difficult, very easy. Other than explain first, okay, how to get this. You see what say, ke har rukan mein, har rukan namaz mein itna khere, ke koi lahza huzuri muyassar ho, aur huzuri kai taraf padhe. Then that is why Allah made it, and it is the command of Allah Ta'ala. And we see in the laws of fiqh also, every posture, just for that moment, you must stand so long in that posture that you know for that few seconds, I'm in the court of Allah. You're just standing, even if you don't know how to read, you're just standing for that 2-3 seconds in qiyam, I'm in qiyam, I'm in the court, I'm in the presence of Allah. So how easy is it? Deen is not difficult. For a person just to get a pass mark in namaz, just to know one way is just to know that I am in the every just for a lahza, just for a moment to know I'm in this posture, I'm in qiyam posture, I'm in ruku posture, I'm in sajda posture. Now, who can know this? You know I'm going to sajda, but sadly we're going to sajda, we don't even know our sajda. As especially behind the imam, and what our own Allah knows, that the imam is born in sajda, in fact we don't even know. He's making salam and we didn't know. So for that moment also, just think, and there's many ways. One is just to think that for that moment that I am in the court of Allah, in qiyam, in ruku, sujood, whatever. What the other way is, there are many other ways to get this concentration and devotion. It's nothing difficult. Today we want to basically put the goalpost very far and think where I will get concentration. Every person, ordinary person can get concentration and devotion. That is a path marking namaz. So the other way is, ek ye ke mazmoon har rukan ka khayal kare aur aapko samne apne rab ke jaane aur usko mutawajjih hal apne ka samjhe. Allahu Akbar. And the other is, one is just for that moment to think that I'm in just posture in front of Allah. The second is, ek ye ke mazmoon har rukan ka khayal kare and just think that now I'm just reading Surah Fatiha. And even if you don't know the meaning, I'm reading Alhamdulillah, just for that moment, for that few seconds, you just think I'm reading that. That is a higher level of concentration. One was you just thought I'm in qiyam. One was now you know I said Allahu Akbar. You are conscious. And you're also very careful. We're not conscious the first Allahu Akbar which is called Takbir al-Tahreema. We have to say it verbally and all the other Allahu Akbar, but this is further. If you didn't say Allahu Akbar, raising your hands is sunnah. To say that Allahu Akbar so loud that you hear yourself. And maybe the person next to you might hear little, but you hear yourself and your lips and tongue move. Till that is not done, you never enter namaz. You are not in namaz. That is the takbir al-tahreema which brings all the restrictions in namaz. So we should realize it. So just think what subject matter you're saying Allahu Akbar. Now you are reading, just think I'm reading Surah Fatiha. So easy in every posture, just to think that for this moment, how easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made. Then, har rukan ka khiyal kar, mazmoon har rukan ka khiyal kare. Of every posture, think of the subject matter just for a moment. Aur aapko saamne apne Rab ke jaane. And think, another way is, just think I'm in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm right in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one level higher than that also. Aur usko mutawajji hal apna ka samjhe. Allahu Akbar. And think, one is I'm in the presence of Allah, and one thing now I'm in the presence of Allah, Allah's full attention is to me. Allah's attention is to me totally. Like you in a class, and you're teaching the students, especially smaller students, today even bigger students, they'll be in the class, they're busy with their cell phone and health phone, and the smaller students, you're teaching them, they're looking out of the window. You get cross, see, can't you pay attention? What I'm talking to you, don't listen. So in front of Allah, and Allah is not paying attention to us, and we don't even think I'm standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just think for that moment, Allah's attention is to me. Allahu Akbar. So we have to get all those ways to get a concentration and devotion in namaz. So simple. Or the greater, higher level, or jaunty surat, mazmoon, usi surat ka khiyal kare. Whatever surat you are reading, now think of that, the subject matter. One is to know I'm reading Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. And one is you learn the meaning, Allahu Akbar. And how honorable it is to learn the meaning. And today, generally, all of us mostly, we got patience surah. We got the Suratul Asr, Suratul Kawthar, Inna Atayna, Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Those are our patience surah. And we're reading it for how many years? Do we know the meaning? Allahu Akbar. You're talking on the phone with your beloved, and you think she's your beloved with all this chatting online. She's talking a different language, you talking a different language. And you just think, ha ha ha, and you don't know what she's talking, he doesn't. And here in front of Allah, Allah's full attention to us. And in namaz, you are talking, you're having a dialogue with Allah. And we don't know. So make an effort to learn, as Hazrat will explain in front. That also is not difficult to learn all the meanings of the du'as, all the meanings of the surahs in namaz. So that will enhance and it will increase your concentration. What reward will be getting? No more now 1/10 or zero in some, Allah save us, in some the narrations it comes that this namaz will curse us. That what Allah gave you a gift and you know it's not paying attention. Oh Allah save us, maybe it comes in front, it will be thrown like a dirty rag on our face. And this is nothing difficult to understand. In dunya, everything, all our amal will take up a form in the akhirah. Like in dunya, whatever you do, it takes up a form. In a sense, you go to work. Now you're going 30 days to work. Why? You're going to get wages. With that wages, now you're going to rent a house or buy a house. So it took up a form of a house. You're going to buy clothes, it took up the form of clothing. You're going to buy a car, it took up, so that namaz also, it will take up the form of the dirty rag, and it will be thrown, Allah Akbar, and great pious people, how Allah says, Ibrahim ibn Adam, rahmatullah alayhi, what level of the buzurgiyat, and yet after namaz, he used to, so to say, cover his face, as a dusting, showing that Allah, I'm worried, don't throw the namaz back on my face. So we have to think that how many years, and I didn't make an effort. We make an effort, we send our children learn this computer course, that computer course, but we ourselves don't even make effort to learn the meanings of our surah. And when you start learning the meanings, Allahu Akbar, what enjoyment you get, agar maqami itaab, or ghusla ka hai, khauf kare, or panah chahe. If you're reading the ayat, Allah is warning. That Allah la'natullahi ala al-kazibin. Be careful, Allah's curse is on the liars. Now you fear that now you think, I mustn't say lies. And the fear of Allah Ta'ala or the punishment of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah is talking about in when you're reading. Like that, even if you don't know the deeper meaning, but you know Allah Ta'ala is saying about Jahannam. Allah is saying about Jannah. You hear those words in namaz. So you know it. And then you make dua in your heart. Ya Allah, save me from Jahannam. Ya Allah, save me from this punishment. Or jo maqam rahmat wa inayat ka hai, and where is the places of mercy and Allah Ta'ala's special favor. Inna alladhina amanu wa aminu salihat kanat lahum jannatu firdausi nuzula. You brought iman, you're doing good deeds. Allah's got beautiful palaces, gardens for you. How you make dua like Jannat is in front of you. That was Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. So if you work on your namaz like that, then how easy. And it's not difficult to learn this meaning, etc. You have mentioned that in front. Usko khuda usse talab kare aur siwa uske aur siwa uske aur bhi. Allahu Akbar. So when you hear the ayat of mercy and jannat, in your heart you beg Allah, grant me jannat. Make it easy. Let your rahmat fall on me. And besides that, uske siwa baate hai ke de waaste khaas ke. And besides that, there are the higher levels of gaining concentration and devotion in your namaz. And that is for the special people. In other words, we want to become special and learn more. Learn the meaning properly. Concentrate. And as Hazrat explained, the more taqwa you got, the more you'll be concentrating on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reading the meaning and reading the Quran Sharif with greater respect, azmat, etc. So that is according to how much you want to make an effort. That is how much we can progress. Na waste aam ke. So we don't have to worry now, won't reach that level. That is for the general people, every simple. One is just for a moment, think I'm in this posture. Second is think that I'm reading this, it's just a moment, think I'm reading just for a second in that posture. You may be standing longer, but just for a second you thought that, it's concentration. And Allahu Akbar. Then try and think, Allah Ta'ala's full attention is to me. I'm in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That is another level. I'm in front of Allah. Allah's full attention. Then you start just thinking, I'm reading just in the court of Allah. Then if you learn the meaning, I know I'm telling Allah, Qul huwa Allahu ahad. And Allah is acknowledging you. Say, I'm one. I am definitely one. And how much Allah Ta'ala will give you more respect and honor, we can't imagine. So like that, and for the very special servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the Mashayikh, the great pious servants, how they go to what level. And we just beg that Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness, Allah put this in our heart. Allah Ta'ala wants us to just work and we just reading. But Allah's qudrat is such, without understanding, Allah can put it in our heart. So much so that does the Shaykh Rahmatullah. But before, after all this, simple ways of concentration. Deen is easy. You don't have to think it's difficult and put stress on your mind. Just start with this level. And you'll go up the ladder. And the more you do your zikr, etc., then... But very important, this point that came, that be conscious, your heart must be present, that I'm in namaz. Aur huzuri bagayar taasir-e-dil ke muyassar nahi. Aur taasir-e-dil ke badun-e-danif maani arfaz ke haasil nahi. Allahu Akbar. One is, aur huzuri, the presence in namaz, that I'm in front, your heart is present for that moment. It can never take place without the heart having an effect. In other words, if the heart is not affected, you're not making zikr, then your heart remains hard. Your heart will never, if the heart is hard, and that's why you see, we can't cry, etc. The heart is still hard, but that Allah gave treatment also. Allah says in the ayat of the Quran Kareem, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. For those people who Allah extended their heart and put the love of Islam in their heart, they got special nur from Allah. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala immediately asked the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are the signs that the nur of Islam is coming to my heart? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained three signs. At-tajafi an darul ghurur, wal-inabatu ila darul khulur, wal-istijatu lil-maut qabli nuzul. That the temporary, useless world, artificial world, you start getting disinclination from them. Then your heart starts getting, you start thinking, this is why Allah brings us to these majalis, to realize this world is just an artificial deception. Satan just beautifies it, but there's no reality in it. So when you realize that, now your inclination will go to the everlasting world. That world, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, dunya daru man la dar. This dunya is a house, people who don't have houses. We say, this is my dream house. There's no dream house for you. Even Allah can let you live in a very posh house, but it's just a transit lounge. You don't put your heart to it, and you don't love it, and you don't pay. You worry the akhirah. Your heart is towards that. That is my house. And then, you know how to go to akhirah. You have to prepare. So you prepare for mort. You get in, you looking eager. When, as you prepare for mort and you make your connection with Allah Ta'ala, you're looking eager to go to akhirah. And then Allah Ta'ala says, why the heart don't get the fear effect? For why you live qasiyati kulubum in zikrillah. Quran Kareem got all the reasons and cause, the causes and the solutions for our problems. We don't have to go to any doctor or anybody. Quran Kareem is saying your heart is hard. For why you live qasiyati kulubum in zikrillah. That when the people don't make zikr of Allah, their heart become hard. And when your heart becomes hard, the medicine again is Allah nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitaban mutashabihan masani taqshi'iru minhu julud alladhina yakhshawna. Allah revealed the best of speech, the speech of Allah, the Qurani Kareem. Just read, start reading Qurani Kareem. And as Hazrat explained the importance of the maktab, we first send our children and make their heart hard in all this monsters, all this other daycare and all that, send them straight to madrasa. Allah Akbar. Our pious elders, Mufti Mutara Sahib, explained one occasion that they used to start teaching their children from 4 months, four years, four months and 10 days, they started the Quran. Today we dreaming about it. Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize. So that is the solution. And that is why, Hazrat explained in the beginning the PowerPoint, if you don't make us pass after a proper connection with the Shaykh and start coming to the majalis and your heart starts getting softened, you won't be able to get this connection with Allah. And then you won't, even the simple thing that I think I'm standing in Qiyam, we won't even be conscious of that for a moment, for a second. So we have to do this, and then Allah Akbar. Hazrat further explained, Safir Adil ke Badun Danis, Maani ke Alfaz ke Hasil Nahi. And the effect of the heart, it will never be possible without you consciously knowing the meaning that you are reading. So it means we have to try and make an effort. One is how we correct our Quran Sharif reading. That thing you read properly and think I'm reading Qulhu Allahu Ahad. But then go higher. That I'm talking to my Allah and I don't know what I'm talking. And Allah is talking to me and I don't know what Allah is telling me. So when you start making an effort, you see what say, jo kuch namaz mein hai, mana uske Hindi zuban mein muhawara ke muafiq likhe hai. Allah Akbar. And Hazrat says, that's why ulama made lots of effort. They wrote the meanings of the du'as and the surahs in different languages, in Hindi language, today in English. An easy kitab we can have, talim at home, Miftahul Quran. Miftahul Quran is in English. And it's got one word, Alhamdu. It was, you make talim, it was, keep that in your talim. What fazaili amal, what sunnat, make talim of that. In few days, every child in the house will know the meaning of Subhanallah, Subhanakallahumma, wabihamdi, watabarakasmu, then Allah Akbar. How lot people will think this house, the ulama in this house. So we don't make, and just to 1 minute of fire, 3 minutes every day of Miftahul Quran, see how quickly you become. You'll be like an alim already. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize that a person may say such an effort and see how Allah Ta'ala opens it for us. But we don't have time to make this effort. And we learn, like we say, learn one masala also. There was a person in Pakistan, Hazrat explained, that he was an ordinary person, but he used to sell achar on his bicycle. But they used to call him Mufti Achar. And why Mufti Achar, wherever he goes, if they ask him a masala, immediately he knows this masala. So they're surprised. He's not an alim. How come? He said, I read Beshti's River over 3 times. So like us, even ulama, we forget the masail. But if you read your Beshti's River, or you read your masail in talim, you'll come to know these masail. So like that, it's just that little effort that we have to make. And it's so simple. And once you make that little effort, Allahu Akbar. And Allah, even easier for those who are old, they think, how we can learn the meanings or anything. Or Aksar gharib log, that is old people, weak people, etc., people whose minds are very weak. Gharib log jo in maano se mutlak bekhabar hai. They can't even learn these meanings. So, samajh ke huzoor e dil se namaz guzare, aur bahut si halawat paaye. They just have to think that I'm in the court of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Like our great great our grandparents, etc. Azan used to start, he used to say Allah ka pukar. Allah is calling us. Just keep quiet in the house. Just that, they just knew. And then Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, even an old lady who can't read Quran Sharif, she just said what wudu and respect and open the Quran Sharif and say, Yeh mera Allah ka kalam hai. Yeh mera Allah ka kalam hai. And we see our grannies, they used to, they couldn't read Quran Sharif. But just that, so those people also who don't, they think how am I going to learn the meaning, but just be conscious. And this is when you come in the company of the Mashayikh and you just make your zikr, you see that consciousness will come. And what enjoyment they will get in namaz, we can't imagine what enjoyment. And then people who know the meaning, etc., what enjoyment. But because we don't know Allah Ta'ala, we don't take the trouble. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained so beautifully, like if you're now your father or somebody, you are young boy, 7 years, your parents are going for Hajj Umrah. Now you have to stay behind, so they say you go stay by your uncle, mama ji. But you know, like, there he can't say, hey, my father is very strict. So you're scared, hey, I'm going to stay there, what, it's going to be so hard. So you're scared to go stay by your uncle. But when you go and you stay there, and you see, oh, he's so nice, he takes me to the shop also, he buys for me the chocolate also. So now you start liking your uncle. But you start liking him also, but sometimes if you're naughty, he shouts you also. So when you come to know Allah, Allah Ta'ala who is Haleem, Allah tolerant, Allah kindness, and then Allah Akbar. Allah who's got a tawbah, but Allah is not like that uncle who will get cross. Allah Ta'ala, you come to Allah Ta'ala, Allah opens his, so to say, his heart for you. And like Allah Akbar, just to understand the tolerance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, there are 8 malaika holding up the arsh of Allah Ta'ala, 4 on each side, and they are just busy reading the tasbih of Allah in quarter. First the one side they say, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, O Allah, of purity belongs to you, and you free from any blemishes, and all praises to you. And particularly just praise, Lakal hamdu ala hilmika ba'da hilmi. Allahu Akbar. Praise upon your hilm, your tolerance, after you know what I'm doing. Allah knows everything, what the worst person is doing, that Allah could have wiped him out from the face of the earth. You just casting even glances, Allah could have made us blind. But look at the tolerance of Allah. Allah's tolerance is to that level. And Hazrat explains this point so beautifully. It's not that Allah has to be tolerant. It's not like Allahu Akbar, a boss has got a big factory, and now his workers, they say, no, he's not paying us well. And now he's scared that if he don't increase their wages, they'll all go on strike. And the factory will close down. Or the government, they see a certain problem, people are striking there. And now they say, oh, this party is too strong. Never mind, let us just give in the church. By Allah, Allah is not Allah. Tolerance is not because Allah is scared. Lakal hamdu, the others, the farishtas are reading, Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Lakal hamdu ala kudratika, ala afwika, qada kudratika. That, oh Allah, praise upon you, that you are forgiving us despite you have the power. You can take us to task immediately. What you can wind, and Allah doesn't need us. Allah says, wa inta tawallahu yastabdil qawman ghayrakum. If you turn away, Allah will bring another nation. Allah is not in need of us. So Allah is so kind. So when you just start understanding, I'm in the court of my Allah. And then what enjoyment you will get, and what benefit you get in namaz, you won't want to leave namaz. And then you realize namaz is what in Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala, despite Allah Ta'ala's full authority, Allah Ta'ala has unlimited bounties and favors upon us. That Allah Ta'ala says, that Allah Ta'ala will give us all the treasures of dunya and akhirat is by Allah Ta'ala. So then a person wants to be in the company of Allah. Like now that young boy who was scared to go by his uncle, but every now opportunity is looking, telling his mother, I want to go stay there by that house. I want to go by mama ji or whoever. His uncle, he wants to go because we know how kind he is. He gets more sweets and more chocolate there. So now how much we won't be want to be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur ek fayda aur hai, agar mana alfaz ke jaane to sab bure kaamon se jin ke nuksan iman ka hai bache aur maloom kare Allahu Akbar. And another great blessing to learn the meaning of the Quran Kareem, that a person comes to know now, that Allahu Akbar, all those things that are going to cause Allah's anger and Allah's wrath, you start staying away from them. And not only Allah's wrath is going to cause harm to my iman, then a person will stay away from them. For example, you know, if Allahu Akbar, It comes in Bukhari Sharif that whoever is ma asfala min al kabeen min al izar sinna, that a person whose trousers are below his ankles, he's in the fire of Jahannam. In other words, you see that Jahannam is burning. But we don't know. But for example, in this world, if you see somebody's trousers fall, caught lit on fire, will you keep quiet? Said, no, I can't tell him. No, he said, he'll get upset. Today, when it comes to matters of deen, we say he'll get upset. But you see him burning, so like that, you see as if you're in the fire of Jahannam. And then Allahu Akbar, Hazrat explained how beautifully when Asadullah of Saharanpur said a beautiful poem, Mat deko isu roko ko zin naha, palo faro rabbana kina azabana. Don't look at the red cheeks and the painted dollies who are so ugly, but you think they put a red lipstick and they look nice. Don't ever look, that is the fire of Jahannam. And paro rabbana kina azabana. Breathe. Now when you know, you say, Allah, save me from the fire of Jahannam. And how beautiful even poetry Allah says, that red cheeks here give the similitude of the fire of Jahannam. You're not looking at red cheeks, you're looking at and you're in Jahannam. And you don't know. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. If you eat the wealth of people unnecessarily, you feed them. Or you're looking after your nephew, he's an orphan and his father left wealth for him. And you eating up this wealth, you're not eating samosas and biryani, yet you're eating the fire of Jahannam. So literally you come to know, just when you learn the meaning and you pay attention and what enjoyment you get. And Allah has been so kind. Allah Ta'ala only made those things haram which are extremely harmful for us. Allah made for us what is extremely beneficial and according to that level. Imagine today we see, if Allah Ta'ala didn't like smoking, it's not directly haram. So we see people, they don't stop smoking. They smoke, they know that there's this thing, the harm. If you only know what's harm, like Allah made zika haram. What a great ni'mah. Otherwise we see, sadly today, we find in Muslim homes, father is drinking, mother is drinking, they two drunkards in the house, the children don't know where to go. And one drunk addict in the house, what a misery in the house. So Allah Ta'ala's kindness, when you come to, you read the meanings, and you come to know, this is going to not just cause me harm in my dunya, my iman will be lost. Now how you will be worried to protect your iman? And when you read this in namaz, you'll be making dua, Allah save me. And aur maloom kare ki jo ikrar apne Rab ke saamne kiya hai, usi par qaim rahe. اور ہر ایک طالب ایمان کو لائے کہ حقیقت نماز کو اس طور پر جانے کہ حضرت حق نے مجھ کو تمام پیدائش میں بہتر پیدا کر کے بڑی تاکید سے واسطے حاضر ہونے دربار کے پانچ وقت اس نے مطلق دیا. And one is that what declaration I made with Allah Ta'ala. I announced in front of Allah that إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. Oh Allah, I'm only your slave. And I'll only do work of you. So now you keep that in mind. That not only in namaz, out of namaz, you love like a slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. All the time you realize that how can I just obey Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That apne Rab ke saamne kya usi, that remain firm on that. And namaz will bring this into our life. And as we learn, we want to get the bad habit. When in namaz you say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, that you realize I made a pledge with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. How can I break my pledge with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? I am the slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala can take me to task any minute. So a person like Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi wrote a kitab, Jazaul A'mal, that every action you do, what will be the repercussions? And now you realize I'm the slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If I do this, what will happen to me? Nafs will automatically incline you. But immediately you say, I told Allah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. And how can I turn away from my promise? How can I, today, people who know the value of keeping to their word, how they keep today? Here we made a word with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then we just end of the meaning of this. That after this, remember, and every first, so remain firm on your promise and your declaration you made with Allah. For her is talibi iman to life, and every person who desires of his iman, which is the greatest gift, which will save you from all problems, being dunya, akhirah. So that person, the reality of namaz, कि इस तरह पूरे जाने यू शुड अंडरस्टैंड इट इन दिस वे कि हजरत हक अल्लाह रब्बुल इज्जत हु इज द ग्रेटेस्ट एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ ट्रुथ मुझे तमाम पता पैदाइश में बेहतर पैदा करके अल्लाह हैज मेड मी द बेस्ट ऑफ ऑल क्रिएशन एंड देन अल्लाह हैज वाज के बड़ी ताकीद से वास्ते हाजिर होने दरबार के पांच वक्त इसने मुतलब दिया. Allah says, "What bless Allah Ta'ala says, come five times to meet me." And Allah gave open permission for us. We don't have to go have any permission or any right of admission reserved or anything. There's more detail. Allah give us tawfiq. We'll try and explain, inshallah. Tomorrow, Allah give us tawfiq because Allah put this reality in our heart. And Allah is Qadir Mutlaq. Allah, this is the word, but this reality Allah put directly into our hearts and just give us the realization what a gift this is. Oh, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah.